I know that we work like a pretty non-traditional gig, but is there anything good going on LinkedIn? Honestly, like LinkedIn just looks like the bragging rights section of social media to me.
I think it's good for business people to connect, but yeah. I've never been on it.
Really?
But my friends that are CEOs, CFOs are in the biz, and you know, it has its merits.
I can tell you I've had two useful business interactions on LinkedIn in my entire life.
Yeah.
So it could be specific to our industry, but someone did text in and said, I would totally delete LinkedIn. It used to be professional, and now it's basically Facebook work. And I agree. Oh. I get updates like, congratulate so-and-so on their work anniversary.
No.
Or like,
no.
Or honestly, the other day I saw an article that was just a link to like some recipes.
No.
Like, what is happening?
Like, LinkedIn, I actually despise LinkedIn. It's like so dumb.
You really come around. Yeah. You're like, I don't know how I feel about it. You know,
why despise it?
I hate it.
Why?
It's just corny looking to me. It's just corny looking, and it's like, it doesn't work right. It's not intuitive. It's just like bulky and just stupid looking.
I do think if you're in sales or if you're in any line of work where you have to make a lot of connections quickly and find out who works where,
yeah,
it probably is useful in that regard. It depends on your industry.
And medical people use it a lot. Yeah. Like my husband uses it, and it's good for that connection. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, for us, I agree. I have never had too many useful experiences on it. You wind up getting spammed.
I'll activate LinkedIn just so I could delete it again. That's me. Jessica's on the line. Jessica, so you deleted what?
I deleted Instagram, believe it or not.
Wow. How come?
I just was becoming really obsessed over checking profiles and looking to see who liked what and analyzing this and that. And it was becoming a bad habit to the point that after I deleted it, I don't even know what I use my phone for anymore. It's just sitting there. The battery lasts all day long.
How long had you been on Instagram?
Since it came out. So I'm 28 now. So I don't know, 10 years.
And did you post a lot yourself?
No, that's the silly thing. I barely posted. I would just kind of see what everyone else was doing and just overanalyze. I didn't realize how much I was doing it until it was gone.
But they've done studies on that. Yeah. Like the people, people are actually having like some like psychological issues.
Depression.
Yeah. Like it's messing with the way you view yourself, the world, your friends, your interactions. So there's
100%. I'm much happier without it, to be honest. Wow. I still have that urge sometimes that people are on it. I'm like, oh, let me scroll through your phone. But besides that, I'm much happier without it.
Yeah, I got it. Because it makes you have a little bit of FOMO, although people aren't going anywhere. Yeah, just so you know, I still am with Instagram because it's good for both shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And family stuff. When I, and anytime I post any family things, I mean, we're in the kitchen. I mean, that's not very exciting. but if I put my granddaughter up there, it just goes like through the roof, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I've also decided I'm going to make it work for me. So thanks to Caitlin Green. I'm like on to recipes and stuff like that. I mean, who doesn't like to look at a good casserole in the morning? Not that I'm going to make it, but I'm not having FOMO. I'm going, maybe.
I deleted Instagram for sure. I'm on Pinterest all day.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a give and a get. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with
us. Thanks so much,
all
guys. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah. And stay well out there. And resist the urge to get FOMAC from Maryland, fear of missing out casserole.
Let me tell you get the New York Times or you get Nigella Lawson or Ina Garten, I'm going to make that. I never do, but it looks so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, on Instagram, I dive into like some of my hobbies, though. Like I look at cars a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm all up in the cars. The jokes, you know, like the the jokey memes and stuff. I like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to make it work for you, for sure.
Do you guys have anyone that you really, really like in real life, but you find their social media, specifically Instagram personality, to be like unbearable?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I have so many. I honestly have people where, because I see them so much more often on my phone and on social media than I do in person, which is, which is sad, but also we're in a weird time right now where no one's hanging out.
Right.
I'm like, I think I like this person less because they're so cringy on social media.
What is it? Is it the photos or the content?
Just bad delivery?
It's a lot of humble bragging.
Okay. How many paragraphs do you want me to read? many? This is not a press release. I cannot believe how long. Hashtag, 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 hashtag.
It's not a diary.
It's not a diary
entry.